How are you today? How's your day?
Good.
Okay, all right. So, have you had your dinner?
Sure.
Oh.
I ate out with my husband.
Oh, really?
With alcohol.
Alcohol?
Yeah,
Oh,
only.
my. Okay, that's great. Are you drunk?
A little,
A
but
little.
I'm not drunk yet. I just drank a little.
Very good. So thank you so much. And again, good evening, Miss Mihe.
Yeah.
And our topic today, we're going to talk about politics.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Politics because we are going to talk about also some names or some significant names in big countries like U.S. and Russia.
Yes. Right, yes.
And of
And
course, yeah,
yeah.
when we say politics, it includes the people who are working for the government.
All right, yes. President-elect Donald J. Trump appoints one of the his administration. So he appoints Secretary of State. Yes. He's Tillerson. Mr. Tillerson. Mr. Tillerson is the CEO, the boss of Exxon Mobil. Yes, this mobile is oil company,
Oil
gas company.
company.
Yeah.
All right, that's great. Okay, so yes, the title of our topic today is Trump and Tillerson.
Yeah, right.
Now, in your own knowledge, okay, who is Mr. Trump for you? For you.
He's a billionaire. It's because of investment of real estate.
Okay, real
Yes,
estate.
right, real estate. He invests lots of real estate, so he make lots of money and then became a billionaire.
Okay, because of real estate.
Yes, but actually, I can understand why he became a why he became a president. I think the presence is not fit to him. Yeah.
All right. It does not fit him to be the president, right?
Right. Yeah.
Big question to you.
Right, he just know how to earn money. I know he I think he doesn't know how to control or how to rule the country. I think he can be a bad president.
Really?
Yes. Yes. According to this article, Mr. Tillerson will be a Secretary of USA.
Okay.
Yes, because Trump want to Russia. Trump want to. Have a good relationship with Russia. Do you know?
Yes, according to the
Yes.
article.
Right. Yes. And so that's why he appoint him as a secretary.
Secretary of what?
Secretary. That's why. Because Trump want to have a good relationship with Russia, so he appointed him as a Secretary of USA.
Okay, or Secretary of State.
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right.
But he I think he never He never be a politician. He just work for company. And he move company. So how can such a person work for out?
How can a person love the government?
Yeah. How can such a person work for the government? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So many people also say that I see he'll be bad president. Of course, we can think that way,
Yeah.
but maybe other people think differently. Because people voted for him,
Right.
the American citizens trusted him because of his promises.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of his, he has a lot of good promises to American people, and so he cannot win if it's not because of those good promises. We know, right? For example,
Yeah.
President Park Geun-hye.
Yeah.
She won the president election last time because her father was a very good president, although her father was a dictator.
Yeah,
But
right.
then Mr. Park changed something for the economy of South Korea,
Right, yeah.
and because of that, Korean people
Yes,
trusted
Korea
him.
improved very quickly in terms of economy. Yes, but there were many problems because of quick improvement. Yeah.
Oh, what are those problems? Can you cite some examples?
Yes. Building company.
Building company,
Yeah,
okay.
company. When company build the apartment or
Okay.
road. Yes, they want to be. They build a apartment or road with accent on fast. So they build wrong and dangerously. So 20 years ago, I remember department store collapsed. So many people died. And then about 15 years ago, bridge collapsed. So many people died. Yes, very big problem. Yes, the quick improvement causes many problems.
That's right.
So cause many people's death.
Okay. People's death. I also remember that train. The train, I don't know. The subway train
All right, yeah.
where is that? Is it in Seoul or Busan or what?
Busan.
Busan, really?
Busan.
Was it Busan? The
I know.
subway in that city
Yeah.
was burned and many people died in South
Right.
Korea.
Busan.
Are really in
I
Busan?
remember Busan.
Ah, so sad.
Right, yeah.
It was a very big problem and issue.
Yeah, yes.
Oh my gosh, very big accident.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so ma'am, let's talk about, or please talk what you have understood after reading
Yeah.
this article about Mr. Trump and Tillerson. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start now. So please talk about Mr. Trump and Tillerson
Yeah.
and about the article.
Both are rich businessmen, successful businessmen. I know they are all successful businessmen. Yeah, that's it. I know about them well.
Okay, did you read this or
Yeah.
not?
I'm sorry?
Did you read this article?
Yes, I read this article.
Okay, let's talk about it, okay? The first paragraph, let's read, it says that.
Yeah.
Okay, can you read it first? The first paragraph?
First paragraph. Can I read it?
Yes.
I see. In the US, a president's term in office is often called their administration. This word is also used to describe the people who work for the president. Presidents appoint their administration. Senior people in the president's administration are called the cabinet. They are in charge of important areas such as defense, treasury, agriculture, interior, policy and emergencies, justice, commerce, health, housing, transport, and energy.
Okay, very good. So what does it talk about, this first paragraph?
First paragraph
talks about what?
About president administration.
All right. So what is president administration according to this part?
Administration is work for people who work for government.
People who work for the government. Okay.
Yeah. They are called the cabinet.
Okay, nice. Cabinet or seniors.
Yeah.
The cabinet is a group of people.
Yeah.
That is appointed by the president himself. Like, you should become the defense secretary. You will be in charge of treasury, and you in the agriculture, and then you in the interior, and then you are in the police and emergencies, justice. And then you, Mr. Jun, should be in commerce, and you, Miss Mihe, you should be in health, and blah blah blah, like that.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So the president chooses one person for this position and another for another position, like that. All right. So why does the president do that?
Why?
Well, why does the president choose cabinet? What's
because
the importance?
He has to work for
Yes.
his country. He has. So he need a helper.
Okay.
Yeah.
He need a helper. Helper means he cannot do the job alone.
Yes. He can do alone.
He cannot, like he can't.
Yeah, he cannot alone. He cannot do alone.
That's true.
Because there are many things to do. Yeah, there are a lot of things to do. Run the country.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, next paragraph, ma'am, please read.
Yes, on January 20th, Donald J. Trump will take over from Barack Obama. Mr. Trump has been deciding which people he wants in his administration. In the past, most individuals in the cabinet would have spent much of their working lives associated with politics. Mr. Trump has decided to be different. So far, many of his cabinet appointments are wealthy business people, former senior military commanders, and rich bankers. Mr. Trump is a successful businessman. He has never been a politician.
Okay, what does it talk about?
Talk about Tillerson and Mr. Trump.
All right.
Yes, Mr. Trump. think in mind. Think in mind. He chooses in his administration. He chooses him for his administration.
Okay, so what kind of people does he choose?
I'm sorry.
What kind of people does Mr. Trump choose for his cabinet appointments?
They spent much of their working life associated with politics, right? I don't know.
I mean, what kind of people? People. When I say people, many, many
It's
persons.
wealthy business people.
Okay. Wealthy business people.
Yes, and former senior military commander and rich bankers.
Do you see any poor people there? Poor. Like no money.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one, right? He chooses no poor people.
Yeah.
Everybody that he chooses
Yeah.
is rich. All right. So why do you think? Why does Mr. Trump choose only rich people, only wealthy people? Do you have an idea?
I don't know. Because they are successful businessmen.
So,
Yes, so they appoint them.
because they are successful.
I
Okay.
think so. I don't know. I don't know
Hey,
when.
you can give me some ideas. Just idea, no problem.
Yeah.
Anything. Okay, so yes, he chooses because Mr. Trump is also a successful businessman.
Yeah.
Right, you said earlier that he does not know anything about politics. You know, Mr. Trump, if he teams up with other people that is not that are not in line with his policy, then it's gonna be hard for him to lead.
Yeah.
So of course he will choose people who have the similar mindset or similar purpose. You know, one of his expression is to make America great again. This is what he shouts, and this is what American citizens like to hear. He said, "Let us make America great again." He said that during his campaign. So now he chooses the people that can work the way he wants to work. Like that. All right, so let me give you the last question, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Discussion questions number 2.
Yeah, why does
Okay.
comforting interest is good choice for Secretary of State? His company is ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil has some interest in Russia, so he has a good relationship with Vladimir Putin. So he will make a good relationship with Russia.
All right,
Okay.
yes, he will make a good relationship with China. No, Russia.
Yes.
This is one of the most important part of being a Secretary of the State, to make good relationship with other people.
Right.
Because business-minded people, they want business. They don't want anything else.
Right.
So the purpose of Trump administration is to make America great again, meaning to say lots of job, lots of opportunities, rich America like that, and better lives for American citizens. That's what he wants. But of course, we can say that he might be a bad president because we don't really know what's gonna happen, right?
Right.
Okay, ma'am, so do you have any question for me for tonight?
None.
Well, I really appreciate you listening and talking for in our class.
Okay.
Don't be shy to express or say anything, okay?
Okay.
Do not be afraid to like make mistakes because that's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so see you again for our class tomorrow, and thank you so much, and happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Thursday.
Bye.
Okay, good night, man. See you.